Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas has emerged victorious as the most played Christmas song of 2015. That's according to data released by licensing company PPL. The multi-platinum 1994 hit was the most played track across TV and radio. With us in the studio to talk all things Christmas, we have with us PPL CEO Peter Latham. Peter, thank you very much for joining us.
Hi there.
Okay, so here we are, it's the Christmas chart again, which is getting more and more popular every year, I have to say. Any surprises this year?
No, we've got a few surprises, yeah, but it's generally speaking quite a few of the old favourites in there. I think one of the more recent rises, The Darkness, Christmas Time from 2003, has made its way up to number 14, is quite a riser. And also we've got a couple of tracks there, Christmas and Baby Please Come Home, a version by Michael Bublé and a version by Darlene Love that have made a big climb into the top 20.
I have to say, Michael Bublé is a bit of a favourite of my wife. She's a big fan of the bubble. We still, though, have a lot of the old sort of traditional favourites really continuing to stay at the top. Why is that?
I think that, at the end of the day, PPL's job is to allow businesses and radio stations and TV stations to play the recordings that they want by us clearing all the rights for record companies and performers. And at the end of the day, businesses and broadcasters tend to play the recordings that their shoppers, their listeners, their viewers want to be hearing. So clearly it's those older versions that are popular. And if you look at Wham there, Last Christmas at number two, they were back in 1984, kept off the top spot in the sales chart that year by Band-Aid, Do They Know It's Christmas, which is in at number eight for us this year. And the following year, it was also kept off the number one spot by Shaking Stevens' Merry Christmas Everyone. So there's three big recordings from just over 30 years ago in the mid-80s. And there they are today, as popular as ever. And you add in there the Slade, Merry Christmas Everybody, and Wizard, I Wish It Could Be Christmas Every Day from the 70s. It shows those are recordings 30, 40 years old that people seem to have got to know, familiar with. They know the words, they can sing along in the Christmas parties, and they can with home with the family and friends. It seems to be a key part of a popular Christmas recording.
This is obviously for 2015. What about any predictions for next year's charts?
I think that it's going to be much of the same again. I think that clearly these recordings do appear year after year. You never quite know what's going to happen because, you know, as I say, the Michael Bublé and Darlene Love version there, that was a lot of play on TV. Sometimes there is a particular set of trailers around what's going to happen on TV you don't quite predict at this time of year. But so I think that it's going to be much of the same. The top do change around slightly, but I'm not sure we're going to see any particular surprises coming in for this year.
Now, I'm a big fan of the John Lewis adverts, and when they come on, that to me is the start of the Christmas countdown. But pretty surprising that some of the adverts not really making it big this year.
Yeah, well, I think, again, it shows how hard it is to gain traction in this particular chart. I mean, the John Lewis advert this year with Buster the Boxer, which generated quite a bit of publicity about the animals jumping up and down on the trampoline. The Vaults did a cover of Randy Crawford's classic, One Day I Will Fly Away. But again, it shows you it's these things year on year are quite tricky to get into the chart, because last year it was Aurora doing a cover of an Oasis track, Half the World Away, and again that's not made into the chart this year. But again, if you look at like the M&S advert, that was directed by Tom Hooper, who's the director of The King's Speech, Les Miserables, it shows that those TV adverts are trying to mix. It's not just the music, it's the visuals, it's the brand story, it's just trying to create something around their brand. But I think it shows that even though they're getting quite a bit of publicity, quite a bit of viewing, that trying to break into this top part of the chart is really quite tough.
It is a tough bit, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think for myself, if I was to go back, I'd probably say my favourite one would be maybe Dean Martin, Let It Snow, bit of Band-Aid maybe in there as well, and maybe even When a Child is Born. So I've got a bit of a mixed bag there. What about yourself?
I think my favourite's got to be Wham, Last Christmas. I was back in my teenage years. I think that I was pretty keen on bands like Wham, and I think the video with them off to the ski resort and the big hairdos takes them back. Well, I had some big hair then, less so now. It's more woolly hat this morning coming in. But so I think, yeah, Wham, Last Christmas would be my favourite.
All right, Pierre, just finally, if people would like to learn more about the charts, the Christmas ones, how do they find that out?
Yeah, you come to our website at ppluk.com. We've got some stuff there about the charts, and equally, if you're a performer and you've not joined up with us, we're free to join. We're not for profit. And if your recordings are being out there used by broadcasters or business, we'll try and make sure they're properly licensed for you.
Peter, have yourself a great Christmas, and thank you for speaking to us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much.